seconds to engage. Okay, great. Well, welcome, welcome, everyone. This is the preview call for the Sweet Spot Retreat in the south of France. It's Monday, November 12th, 2012. And I'm so excited, I don't even know where to start. So I made notes for myself, but I'm going to be jumping around because I'm so excited. So what I want to do on the call tonight is give you an overview. I want to introduce you to Annie and to Nicola, who are going to be two of the four women that are going to be participating in supporting and facilitating along with me, you guys. And then I want to open it up to a Q&A towards the end so that you guys can ask any questions. And then what I'll do is, I'll give you the website, which is just one of the most exciting pieces of this all. I've completed the website, and it's a website that's just purely dedicated to the retreat. So there's just it's just the headquarters where all the information is, that all the questions that you could possibly have about it are answered on there as well. And what I'm doing with this retreat website is that I'm not telling anybody about it except you guys until after Thanksgiving. So you guys are in on the exclusive front end because I wanted to give people a chance to, if they were really interested, to be at the front of the line. And I've got about 35 or 40 people registered for the preview call, and there's not enough room for all of you in the retreat, so you'll get to see whether it resonates with you and whether you want to be one of the ones. And I'm just so excited because I thought, you know, this would be a really long process of marketing and promotion and letting people know about it. And I'm seeing that I've created a lot of ease with manifesting all of this interest. So thank you for co-participating in that manifestation with me. So most of you know me. I'm looking at the caller ID list here in front of me, and most of you already know me, but for those of you who don't, I have been facilitating women's groups since I was in high school. And so for over 25 years, it's been the central piece of my life. I just love women's groups. I love women coming together. I mean, I love men too, don't get me wrong, but I love the particular quality of space that a women-only setting creates. And my husband and I moved here to the south of France from Tucson about 6 months ago. Actually, today is our six-month anniversary, or yesterday was our six-month anniversary. So I've been here long enough to get the lay of the land. And when my friend Morgan was visiting, who's also on the call, who's visiting a couple of weeks ago, I just said, yep, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing this retreat. And within days, everything just started coming together. I was able to find a chef. I was able to rent the spaces. I was able to do it all in English. And I was able to find incredible collaborators, Annie and Nicola and Vivienne. And I'm crossing my fingers about Carrie because she just left, so I don't know if she's going to want to come back to France so soon, which is kind of a ridiculous thing. That I'm just So the retreat is in 10 and a half months, and it's a week-long retreat, and it's here in the village where I live, and it's actually these two gorgeous holiday homes that are owned by people who live here part of the year, and then they rent their house out week by week for the rest of the year. So I've rented two of those houses, and if there's a lot of interest, I can rent a third house that's actually right across the driveway from the main retreat house. So I'm open to many of you saying yes, and we can create space for you. And my plan with this is to basically create the kind of retreat that I would want to be on. And all of the play and all of the lushness and plushness and all of the wonderful food and wine and all of the just a smorgasbord of activities. And so what I've done is I've just brainstormed with the help of many friends lots of things that I want to offer to you guys. And I've put it on the wall on the website, and Annie and I and Nicola and I are dreaming up some new things that we haven't even put on the site yet. So that'll be a kind of a work in progress for a while. And anytime we make any new updates to the site, you'll get a little notice that tells you, okay, we developed this new thing and this new thing. And one of the things about the site that I want to say is that it's, you guys are going to be the first ones laying eyes on it. So I haven't done any market testing with it. I haven't done any official, haven't hired an official editor. So if you notice anything that's awry, just go ahead and send me an email if that floats your boat. I know I love to be an eagle eye editor. So if you're one of those people too, go ahead and let me know if you see anything jarring. So my plan is to just have this week where we just luxuriate. And here we are in the south of France, the heartland of luxuriating, the heartland of savoring. And I've just wrote down all the things I love to do. I love to sit by the river. I love to dance. I love to paint. I love to do yoga. I love to meditate. I love to do visualizing. I love to picture what I'm going to invent for my life next. That's one of my favorite things to do is envision what I'm doing next. So dreaming up ideas. I love to rest. I love to nap. I love to drink wine and eat really good food. And so the list just kind of goes on and on and on. And my idea is that each day we're going to have, we wake up in the morning and there's an optional half an hour, 45 minute yoga movement practice. Then we have breakfast. And then we have a little break, a little short break. And then we have a 2-hour morning play shop. And then we have a little break. And then we have lunch. And then we have another little break. And then we have an afternoon play shop. And then we have another little break. And we have a round robin check-in, a little circle that wraps up the learnings of the day. And then we have apéros, which is basically wine and food, wine and finger food. Then we have dinner, and that's our day. We'll do that every day. And there's some other things mixed in there, too, like a visit to the open-air farmer's market and lunch out at the cafes near the farmer's market. One day we'll go to a restaurant instead of eating at the house, and all of the meals are included. All of the lunches, dinners, breakfasts are included. There'll be snacks and coffee and tea throughout the day. There'll be a chance if you want to have a massage, because there's a mobile massage therapist here in town, and she'll come over and you can skip one of the play shops and just have a massage instead. Or you could schedule the massage during your downtime. There's going to be an optional canoe trip on Tuesday, and you can either go on it or not go on it. And if you don't go on it, you can participate in one of the play shops. And if you don't want to do that, you can nap by the pool. So basically every activity is optional. And so you get to just hear what's on the smorgasbord and see if it resonates with you, if you want to do it or don't want to do it. And if you do want to do it, even if you did every single activity that's on the docket, you would still have plenty of open space and free time for resting and relaxing and ambling and just integrating and absorbing the beauty of this spot. So that's the kind of the overview structure of it. And the weather at that time of the year is going to be really balmy, probably days in the upper 60s to low 80s, and then the evenings will be in the 60s. It will very likely be sunny the entire time that you're here. September and October are the most beautiful, beautiful months in the south of France, as you can imagine. Oh. So what I'd like to do next is introduce Annie and then Nicola, and then we'll open it up to questions. And Annie is my dear, dear friend. She's one of my dearest friends in the whole wide world. And she lives in L.A. And I met her at a Hendrix workshop. And she is one of the most bright spirits that I know, one of the most creative and one of the most brilliant minds. And she's got She's got it all going on. She's an artist. She's a business consultant. She's made her living as an artist. She's made her living as a financial planner. She makes her living right now working with people to manifest their dreams and create businesses that are in alignment with who they really want to be and all of their natural, unique genius. And so, Annie, welcome to the call. And I'd like to just have you say a little bit about what you're excited about this retreat.
Well, first I want to thank you for having me. And can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm really excited. And thank you for all those lovely things you said about me.